From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A defiant defense in Chicago today. Illinois' Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich faced the media for the first time since his arrest last week on corruption charges. He said he's innocent, and he said he will fight those charges.
And I'm not going to quit a job the people hired me to do because of false accusations and a political lynch mob.
From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
After nearly 2 weeks of quickly ducking in and out of his Northside Chicago home in his state-owned SUV, a determined Rod Blagojevich finally went before cameras, microphones, and tape recorders to say what he says he's been dying to tell the people of Illinois.
Thank you very much. I'm here to tell you right off the bat that I am not guilty of any criminal wrongdoing, that I intend to stay on the job, and I will fight this thing every step of the way. I will fight. I will fight. I will fight. Until I take my last breath, I have done nothing wrong.
The federal government takes a different view in announcing sweeping criminal charges against Blagojevich last week. Chicago's U.S. attorney and the head of the FBI here used the words appalling, disgusting, and revolting in talking about the governor's alleged conduct in various pay-to-play schemes in which he's accused of trying to sell the duties he performs for bribes, campaign contributions, and jobs. The FBI says Blagojevich is caught on tape calling the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama a bleeping golden thing, as he allegedly tried to sell his authority to appoint Obama's successor to the highest bidder. That's conduct U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says would make Lincoln roll over in his grave. In his three-minute-long statement, Blagojevich would not directly address those charges.
Now, I'm dying to answer these charges. I am dying to show you how innocent I am. And I want to assure everyone who's here and everyone who's listening that I intend to answer every allegation that comes my way.
Blagojevich quoted poet Rudyard Kipling to suggest that he was keeping his head while all around him were losing theirs and blaming him, and that he is being lied about and hated, though he has done nothing wrong.
Now, I know there are some powerful forces arrayed against me. It's kind of lonely right now. But I have on my side the most powerful ally there is, and it's the truth.
Governor Blagojevich asked the people of Illinois to wait and be patient, sit back, take a deep breath, and reserve judgment. For the time being, Blagojevich says he will not resign. His attorney, Sam Adam Jr., though, suggests he might eventually.
If it doesn't work, if it is too hard, if the people of Illinois suffer, he will step aside.
This is pure political theater.
Political scientist Alan Gittleson of Chicago's Loyola University suggests Blagojevich has a narcissistic need for attention and that he may truly believe he has done nothing wrong, but he doubts Illinois voters will buy today's defiant stand.
Blagojevich has one of the lowest popularity ratings, polling ratings of any governor or any state official in the state of Illinois, roughly about 13%. I doubt very much whether this presentation is going to improve his standing among the people of Illinois.
A case in point, after the news conference, a security guard in the state of Illinois' Thompson Center, where Blagojevich held his news conference, asked what he said. When told he said he would fight, she shook her head and said, "And we taxpayers will pay." David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.